This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, metal detectors, crocodiles in a home, and waffle disease. It's coming up in just a second.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Yeah, I'm Chick McGee. Just got a text from Christy.
You did?
Surgery went well, it says.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's fine.
Good.
That's the latest update.
Getting her eyes did.
Okay.
Oh, don't mind the glasses, she says.
She sent us a picture, and these glasses, she could fit two of her faces in the width of these glasses. Yep. These glasses are huge.
There's something you wear.
are these post-surgery glasses?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I love those.
They're good.
Wow. Yeah.
Those are sunglasses you'd love to have.
Yeah, those are great.
She could wear those on the sun and be okay.
Yeah. I still have mine in the car.
You do?
Yeah.
You wear them?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Those are the glasses you wear after they do the surgery?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. So sweet. They go almost around to her ears. Yeah.
Yeah. Those are those old man glasses.
Yes.
They come with a pair of black socks, black knee socks, and a metal detector.
Huh. Well, you damn kids, I found a...
Tom.
Hey.
You don't have to do that voice. Okay.
Speaking of metal detectors... A British metal detectorist struck gold.
That's a word?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Detectorist. Yeah. Yeah. It's a great TV show, too.
Yeah, I had to practice this a couple times so I didn't say dictectorist.
Are we all, boy, do we all agree we're glad she didn't say dictectorist?
Thank goodness that didn't happen.
Okay, yeah.
I was like, how embarrassing it would have been if she had said dictectorist.
What would have happened if she said dictectorist?
Where would a dictector work?
I got a couple of places in here it would work.
I'm a dictector.
might be handy.
Oh, look, they're behind the couch. Oh,
it might be handy at certain bars in the village.
Ooh,
Pat,
yeah.
How old's your son?
13, going to be 14.
Have you had an opportunity to do the stud finder bit with him yet?
No, where I don't even know it.
Oh, you break out a stud finder, you're using it.
Yeah.
You're actually using it, and you go, and you put it on yourself, and you go, looks like I found one.
It's like the king of dad jokes.
Right. Yeah.
That is good.
Stud finder, I'm a stud. Yeah. Beep,
the first time my dad did it, I thought he was the funniest person on the planet.
Is that right?
Have you done it with your girls?
No. They wouldn't get it. Although I did have to come back here not too long ago to get a stud finder.
Nice.
Had to borrow Eddie's stud finder.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, they stopped selling them. That's right. The government cracked down. Oh, yeah.
I was in the middle of a project and didn't want to go to the store, and I knew Eddie had one.
Yeah, bother him. Right? Ruin his day. Can you imagine? God knows what he was up to. Here he comes. You know, that brings me to the story about you that I wanted. You remember when you had your macular, your eyes fixed? You had a
torn retina.
Your retina, and you get a load of this. I want to describe this so you get it. You had to lay in bed,
right?
But you had to put one of your TVs on the side so you could see it as you're.
I'll explain this to Jess. They put a bubble in your eye,
right?
An air bubble, mm-hmm. and it shoves the retinal wall back. I had to lie on my side for 17 straight days.
Oh, my God.
There are different versions of it. Sometimes you have to be in your belly. It's mm-hmm. awful, though. It's but I mean, it's great because it works. Otherwise, you go blind. But
right.
Yeah, I had that done. And of course, I don't want to watch the TV sideways.
Right.
So I had to figure out how to take an iPad, and every time I'd move it.
You'd have to lock it. Yeah.
Well, I didn't know how to do that.
Yeah.
You didn't know how to lock your
iPad. But somebody figured it out for you.
And my son came over.
Okay, yeah, cool.
That's good.
Yeah, so I was able to watch a sideways show.
For 17 days?
That seems like a lengthy time. I don't know if
it probably was 17 cheated.
Days.
It was
that
17
seems too
days.
Long.
It was 17 days.
And you follow those instructions, don't you?
Yeah.
You don't want
Is that when you drove to Texas?
Yes, after they put the air bubble goes in your eye, you can't fly for 3 months.
Mm. Wow.
And you have to wear a wristband in case you're in an accident. It tells you there's certain procedures they can't do because you've got that air bubble in your eye.
Oh, I thought it was in case you want to go to an amusement park, wear your wristband.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. It's a fall wrist.
A little harder to get off. Yeah, but that's why I had to drive to Dallas.
Yeah.
You have
very feminine hands.
Well, thank you.
You have very, very slim wristed feminine hands.
I think it's the painted nails.
Yeah, I think that's what probably does it.
They're not painted.
Well, I'm a big fan, by the way.
I'm sorry.
Did you ever wear jewelry, Tom?
Never.
Never?
Nothing like a lens. Look at this trick he can do. Oh. Look at that.
Look at that. There you go, folks. Look at
that is dexterity.
Look at those hands.
That is good.
Oh, no wonder you have a girlfriend.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now this time I'll do
it
with my tongue.
Who needs a penis when you got that hand?
No.
Old Raffenberg.
You got your dictaphone. What'd you call it? The dick. What is it again?
The dictector.
Dictector.
The dictector.
Dictectorist.
Dictectorist. Ooh, that could be a new character.
So what did this metal detectorist find?
After 20 years of searching in the same field, he finally struck gold. Mr. Paul Capewell was sweeping land in Little Granson when his metal detector went off.
Boop.
The 59-year-old began digging and unearthed a Roman coin.
Whoa.
Yeah. The coin, known as a denarius, has been issued by the Emperor Tarjan back in 107 AD.
This all sounds like Game of Thrones stuff to me.
After he had recalled all the worn Republican coins from circulation. So,
well, I don't think politics needs to get into it.
The coin is expected to fetch upwards of $8,000 at auction. Mr. Capewell will split the proceeds from the sale with the field's landowner.
That's a good find.
Yeah.
That works out to about $1 an hour.
Hey, it's not just about...
Hi, I'm pissing it on your parade guy. How are you?
I would imagine detecting isn't just about what you find.
I think you would love it. It's something by yourself.
It's the process.
Yeah. You wouldn't do that?
You take your metal detector.
No, I know. You've got to go get coffee and bikes and everything
else.
It's
so boring. You're walking around a field.
Coffee and
for
bikes.
For 20 years, he finally hears a beep.
It's exciting. Imagine what you'd find. Oh. I gifted a chick one of those.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever find anything?
No, I use it every day.
It's okay that it's not used every day.
Have you ever used it?
What do you mean by ever?
I mean, like, ever.
Did you take it out of the box?
Let me tell you this. I know where it is.
Okay.
How about that?
That's fine. That's a step. Right.
That's a step.
I was happy to gift it to you.
Yes. Bring it here. We'll take it in the field.
It. Oh, and go out there and find stuff.
Yeah, we could see what we find out
there. I found a radio tower.
I found where Cookie buries the bodies. Yeah.
That field.
Yeah, that happens. I'm sure that happens.
Wow. So I just like the word detectorist.
Yeah, it's a good
one.
And this
is a
show.
A good word. Yeah.
Yes. Toby Jones and the guy who played Jim on the British version of Office.
Both those guys are good.
Not Jim, no. The other. Yeah, actually, I guess he played Rayden Wilson's character on the British.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that guy's good.
Version.
I thought you watched a show that was like a reality show where people used these and found things. Is that right?
No.
Boy, that's a show.
Yeah, you think those fishing shows are dull.
Boy, you think they use a lot of time recording what they're doing. All right, let's take another pass, shall we? Okay. Oh, we got it. Nope, that false alarm. All right.
Can you listen to tunes in those headphones?
Anything? No, for... you can't hear the tone then if you're listening to tunes.
Oh, you're right.
What's it sound like? Like a hearing test?
Oh, like a beep. Yeah. I would imagine. Yeah.
Okay. The guy's cruising the same. And then he has to share it with the guy that owns the land.
Yeah, he's got
to
split it with him.
That's fair. Like the way they rip off these people that find shipwrecks.
Mm.
The nearest country gets half the money. They didn't do jack.
Yeah, screw you guys.
I didn't see them out there spending their money to find this stuff. Well, I'm sorry. Do we have more on Dictector?
No. Well, then let's move
on. That could be your character.
I could be a Dictector.
Jess Hooker is the Dictector.
Mm-hmm. There's one.
There's one.
I see. She's pointing at us. Oh. You know that hurts?
No, it doesn't.
Bunch of dicks. Work with a bunch of dicks. All right.
A family in India woke in the middle of the night to find a giant crocodile had broken into their home.
This kind of thing always happens in
lock.
India.
Yeah,
right.
Picked the lock.
No.
A massive reptile entered the home of Rajendra Yadav in the Trikaloki Gadi village, causing the family to flee and alert local authorities.
There's a video of this out there, by the way.
Yeah?
And there's like 20 guys trying to catch this thing. Half of them are in bare feet. If I was going after a crocodile...
You'd put your shoes on?
I'd put my shoes on.
My steel toes, yeah.
Hopefully you wouldn't be wearing Crocs. Then the guy would get real mad.
Yeah.
You're wearing us? That is stupid.
Forest Department officials arrived several hours later and were able to tie ropes around the crocodile before removing it from the home.
But there are all these sort of hangers-on standing around.
Just watching?
Yeah. Don't make him mad.
Well, you know what? Speaking of don't make people mad, leave out the end. Right.
I'm sorry. They speak perfectly.
Keep selling it.
Honey, where is the doggy?
He didn't take any of the verbal.
No, he didn't hear it. What has to happen for him to stop?
I kept wondering why he wanted me to read that story.
Can you use those? They should have those.
No, you can't.
Those giant glue traps, you know, that they have. For mice.
Well, you'd have to get a really big one. But
Don't walk over there. I'd put the glue trap there.
No, I want to chalk it.
If a croc breaks into my house, he owns it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Enjoy.
Bathroom's over there.
Just toss him the keys and run away.
And microwave, hard to find. It's underneath the counter there.
You got to jiggle the handle on
terribly inconvenient.
Crocodiles can't jiggle handles, though. Their arms are too short.
Yeah.
That'd be tough.
Jess, what's the difference between an alligator and a crocodile?
About $8.
One you're going to see later, and the other one you'll see after a while.
That's right.
That's the difference.
I was thinking of the real answer.
Something about their snouts, I think.
No, one.
That is true,
but one unhinges this way. It's how they hinge. It's how their mouths hinge.
Wanted that joke.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. Moving on to food news, hundreds of frozen waffle products have been recalled due to listeria contamination.
Waffle.
Remember the waffle whiffer?
That one morning. I was unaware of the waffle whiffer, but...
What is it?
Is it the waffle whiffer or the waffle sniffer, or what was that?
A waffle sniffer sounds...
Dirty.
Yeah.
Waffle.
Yeah, that's him. He's a bird.
Waffle.
Oh, okay.
He's looking for waffle crisp, I think, is what he's looking for.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Boy, that was a hell of a cereal. Tasted like syrup.
Yeah, it did.
And it's waffle whiffer.
Waffle whiffer.
Yeah, waffle sniffer sounds like some dude that wants to smell unusual folds of fat.
Do you remember?
Hear about the coroner? We had to fire him. He was a waffle sniffer.
Do you remember that? I think it was like an urban legend of the blue waffle disease.
I still don't really know. I remember people talking
about...
They
said it was an STD that would make a woman's look like a blue waffle.
How insane.
Yes. Isn't that gross? Yeah. And then you would Google it and you'd look at it and it was gross.
Yeah.
I'm glad I shared it.
Yeah.
Treehouse Foods said it issued a voluntary recall after discovering possible contamination during testing at its plant.
Mm.
So far, they have been no confirmed illnesses related to the waffles.
Well, that's good. I like that guy.
He's crazy, right?
The recalled waffles are sold under a variety of names, including Walmart's Great Value, Target's Good and Gather, as well as private labels Food Lion, Kroger, and Schnucks.
Schnucks? No, it's actually Schnucks. It's a St. Louis.
Okay.
But there's no reason you wouldn't think it was Schnucks.
What food are you talking about?
Waffles.
Waffle.
Oh, you...
Why didn't we know what you were doing?
So they may contain Listeria?
Yeah, a complete list of the affected products is available on the company's
Listeria,
website.
Is that the one where you get
real sick and almost die? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the one.
Lego my sphincter.
Frozen waffles are great. They're
really?
Great. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Homemade waffles are the way to go.
What a pain in the butt.
No,
I just mean you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I will agree with that.
By the way, I got this from Carol B. I heard you guys talking about family sayings and things from your dad.
Yeah, good morning to Carol B.
Carol said, my dad would say, go outside and practice falling down. I'll be out there in a minute.
That's funny.
Yeah. Or he'd say, if you keep on, I'm going to stomp a mud hole in you.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Well, I've heard of that, but not in the parenting.
Thank you. Thank you very much. One last story. Do you have the paperboy story? I love this.
I do. A British paperboy has retired after 70 years of service.
Well, that's ridiculous.
This is a sad story.
82-year-old Joe Wardman
started
working as a paper delivery boy for his father's business, Warman's News Agents, at the age of 11 in 1954.
This guy was a paper boy for many, many years.
How long?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I probably...
You got to deliver later, right?
No? 8 years, maybe.
Oh, wow.
I did it forever.
So into your teen years.
Yeah, three different... To date myself,
yeah.
I delivered the papers Friday afternoon, November 22nd, 1963.
Oh, wow.
That job got easier when they went from stone to papyrus.
Yes. Well, this guy, I mean, these days, papers are so thin, and of course, he probably has trouble throwing those heavy... iPads on the doorstep. A couple of my neighbors still get the paper.
Yeah?
I see it all the time walking the dogs.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, if they start piling it up, call somebody.
Yeah,
that's the telltale sign.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But that was a tough gig.
Yeah.
Getting up super early and
sleep. Did you also have to collect the money?
Yes, for two of the four. And that's the worst.
How much was it?
Oh, God, I forget.
It's going to be like $12 a week.
I want my $2.
Yeah.
And you had to punch. You had to carry this paper punch. And
Did you ride your bike or walk?
I had a bike. I had a Schwinn Tornado with baskets.
Nice.
So, yeah.
That's a girl's bike.
It is absolutely a girl's bike.
No, it was a big...
girl's bike, yeah.
Large wheeled.
Big girl's bike.
Yeah. I also had a Schwinn Varsity that I bought with my paper route money.
Another girl bike.
So you reinvested into your business.
Yeah, absolutely.
Smart. Very smart.
But doing it early in the morning, it could get kind of scary.
Yeah.
I had to walk by the house of a friend that had died lived in all the time, and I was always afraid his ghost was going to come out.
Okay,
I'm totally serious.
So you ran?
I would just be very. I would hold my breath. I'm so stupid. my stupidity began early.
No, as you can see, young.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Part of yeah.
I think it set you up for this job, getting up early.
But then when I got older, one time
makes more sense than stuff you're upset about it now.
one time I can. This is the sad part is I could actually give this person's name, but I won't. I was delivering the paper, and these people had kind of a pergola kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and it's sort of hard to explain. But anyway, I'm walking underneath that after I walked up to the front door and dropped the paper, and it's probably probably five in the morning. God knows. And someone jumps from the pergola right behind me
to purposely scare you. Or
no, what? It was a guy that was. I was in high school, and it was a twin, one of the twins from the place old school I'd gone to, and he was. servicing the young lady who lived there.
That's pretty rad.
Who,
before school, huh?
Yeah, and talk about ballsy.
Yeah,
her parents were obviously home, and
yeah, well, pregame.
I still remember her name,
but you're not going to say.
No, I can't.
Okay,
she was famous for her bosom, shall we say?
Oh, okay.
Is it
Jugsy?
Lynette? Was it Lynette?
First name was Debbie.
Yeah, it wasn't Debbie Yabo, was it?
Almost.
The amazing Debbie Yabo.
Oddly enough, it's her last name, very close to that.
Is that where Shirtless Girl? Young Debbie Yabo.
No, that's what a Bob's, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. Her name is very similar to a famous comedian, I'll put it that way.
Oh, all right.
Okay. She's probably, God knows where she is now. That scared the hell out of me.
I bet.
Pitch black, all of a sudden the guy... Right behind you.
I hope Debbie Carlin is doing okay.
No. But Anyway, congratulations to this guy for being a paper boy for 70 years.
Yeah, he retired in 2011 and continued to volunteer, dropping off papers, and he dropped off his last paper to the White Lion Pub last month.
Is it Debbie Rock?
I mean, you get the. You'd get these envelopes when your papers would be bundled at the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And
did Debbie Pryor like that? That you were?
No, it was not Debbie Pryor.
Oh, okay.
What about Debbie Klein?
It was not the.
You'd
get complaints in these like bright yellow envelopes.
Yeah.
Complaint.
Oh.
And it would be, you know, my paper got wet. And to want to get it.
And what did Debbie Eddie Izzard say?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years that was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.